from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
I got to hand it to you, Lopez. I got to hand it to you. You did mention through the build-up to training camp, which, again, by the way, we are live at Texans Training Camp. You did mention that you felt like the Texans weren't finished. The Texans weren't done adding to this team, and they've already been celebrated. Yeah. Talk about the rat poison. Talk about the external noise and pressure that they don't want to allow to be a focus for them. They've done so much already this offseason, but you said you don't think that they're done. You don't think that they're done just yet and that another move might be made. I think you might have been on to something, Lopez.
Well, yeah, part of it is don't give me too much credit. I mean, I'll take it. But part of it is just logic with this squad because of how training camps work and all that. So that's going to happen. The little moves are going to happen. I'm also thinking there might be a bigger move, you know, in play here. Because once training camp starts, and this was the logic behind me saying that, once we all can talk about it all we want. We can talk to people in that organization, and I have. And they feel the same thing we do. Now, no matter what Nick Casario you're going to hear from says, no matter what D'Amico says about, you know, last year and all that, they know. They know their expectations.
The opportunity that's in front of them.
They know what. But once training camp starts, B. Scott, they start to see, okay, we are that team.
Yeah.
You know, it comes to life right in front of them, what they had projected for themselves. And they also know, boy, if we got this, then we're going to take that major step.
Maybe I'm giving you more credit than you deserve.
I said that.
Because you and I are actually thinking along.
I agree with you.
But that's what it is, though. I'm giving you credit because I agree with you. Because you and I are thinking along the same lines. And I think that we're thinking along the same lines as one Texans general manager Nick Casario. Because this is what he had to say when he was asked how he balances what he's watching out there on the field right now at Texans training camp versus what's also available to him out there in the free agency market.
No, it's a great question. We're actually looking at that pretty much every day. So there's different groups and categories of players. You probably have some, call it more established veterans, some of the better players. That's kind of one category of players. Quite frankly, a lot of those players are kind of wait for something to happen, whether it's an injury or they're kind of waiting for the season to get a little bit closer so they don't have to go through training camp, which is fine. That's their prerogative. And then you kind of have another cohort of players, maybe some younger players who are more about camp depth and camp competition. Some younger players, I mean, as an example, Malik Fisher, you know, a kid we signed there the other day who played in the UFL, so had a spring of football. So it's just kind of managing the roster. So Malik Fisher is a different caliber of player than maybe Ngakoue, just to pick a name, right? Somebody like that. So we look at that every day. Most teams do. You kind of have your sort of short list, emergency list sort of ready to go. But you're not going to be knee-jerk with your response. You want to see how your players kind of develop. And then once you get a little bit closer to the season, there's probably a player here that's not here right now that, as we get closer to the opener, maybe he ends up on a team like we did with Amendola, you know, a few years ago, whenever that was. So very fluid. There's no cookie-cutter approach on that, but you're certainly aware and cognizant of some of the other players that are out there and it might be available.
All right, so Lopez, I got a particular name in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put names on it and be very specific of who I have in mind. And this is not intel. I'm not saying that this is the name per se that Nick Caserio has in mind, even though he might, though he could. But the name that I've got in mind, when he talks about looking at that every day, it being a good question, something that we were standing right there, how he perked up when he got that question.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Justin Simmons, man. I understand.
You make me stand up
that
again.
The safety position, the starters at safety are back.
Yeah.
Their entire safety position is back, plus one. They drafted one who I actually am really excited about, and Kalen Bullock, somebody who I think can contribute to the team in some form or fashion. I understand that, and safety is not perceived to be a position of weakness for the Texans, but I do understand the opportunity of adding a player like Justin Simmons. It is odd to me that he is not signed, and so he fits along the lines of the type of player that Nick Caserio, with a smile, with a grin, described early on in that comment, early on in that cut that we just played, of a veteran player who maybe is waiting on something to happen, whether it be injury or just simply not wanting to play or to do training camp.
I mean, he said it. That was really the first. He gave the different levels of players that they're looking for.
Yeah.
And one is the obvious one, you know, other players cut from other teams or players still on the street that are sort of lower level.
This is one that's available to him now, though, in Simmons.
Right now.
Yeah.
And safeties have started a little bit to come off the board in terms of the ones that were available through free agency. But he also said evaluate. And that kind of talks about what I'm saying. Like, they are a team that – they know the expectations. They have their expectations, and they know how good they can be. Now it's coming to life on these practice fields that are right in front of us. He's going to look out there, and it might be the trigger, so to speak, that makes them pull the trigger on someone like Justin Simmons.
There is something about the Texans being this good that makes me want to play keep away with players like Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
It makes me want to, and I felt this way. I know there was a lot of disagreement on, like, bringing in Derrick Henry, but he was another one of those players during free agency where I was like, I don't care if you don't necessarily want Derrick Henry. What I don't want is Derrick Henry in Baltimore.
But that means you want him.
You know what I mean?
You think he's good enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so similar to this, CBS Sports has a list of potential destinations for Justin Simmons. And I got to say, man, I just as much as I'd like to see him in a Texans uniform, I'd also like to play keep away from teams like the Baltimore Ravens.
Absolutely.
Who are on this list, pairing him up with Kyle Hamilton. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And on a Baltimore defense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to see that.
Well,
you know who else is on the list? The Indianapolis Colts. Could you imagine?
Good Lord.
He goes to one of your division rivals, and then the Colts at that, the only team that we actually really believe in the division, not named the Texans?
Yeah.
Those are things that I don't want to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Okay. And it just makes sense. The Texans have acted from the moment last season ended. They've acted like a team that is all in this year, willing to spend, you know, the whole smart big money thing and all that stuff. You know, go get guys. Don't act like you can't have these guys because this is the opportunity for C.J. Stroud. So you're telling me they're looking out there. And this is no disrespect to what Jimmy Ward is and might be. Obviously, Jalen Petrie's had some issues, but specifically at the safety position, someone like that. No disrespect, but Justin Simmons is better.
Yeah. And this point has been made. We've made this point before, but I think it's worth reiterating that I think that Justin Simmons could play with a Jalen Petrie, right? Like if you swap out, and again, no disrespect to Jimmy Ward, but if you end up swapping out one of those guys for the other, that being Simmons for Ward, you've upgraded at that position.
That's what I'm
saying. Just go look and compare either film, pelts on the wall, the accomplishments. So there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
And then as far as Jalen Petrie is concerned, that's somebody that I feel like he can still play with. Jalen Petrie's just going into his third year. You got him under contract for another year. There's no reason why bringing in a guy like that has to be an indictment on a player who we do hope bounces back this year.
Everything they're doing is let's win now, let's win big.
So you heard Will Anderson on with us earlier. I asked him about Derek Stingley, and he just kind of laughed like, man, are you serious? Like, this dude is already a dude. Derek Stingley is somebody who we've got to ask others about him because Stingley will talk to us, but he just doesn't have a lot to say. He's not a big talker. So we rely on guys like Will Anderson, his teammates, and guys like Nick Caserio to talk about Derek Stingley. That's one of the players that I feel like we're more excited about or most excited about going into training camp, or as we are now here at training camp. This was Nick Caserio earlier today, which you could have heard right here on Sports Radio 610 when he was asked about the third-year cornerback.
Derek's in a good spot. He's had a really good offseason. He's worked hard. I mean, the reality is, regardless of the player, injuries are part of the game. Like, we don't control when they happen or if they're going to happen. Unfortunately, it's a part of it. I'm sure we're going to have to deal with something somewhere along the line. And really not much we can do about it. So I think the players, the big thing is, are you in condition? Do you have the right mindset? Are you ready to go? And then go out there and try to perform at an optimum level to give yourself the best opportunity to compete on Sunday. So that's where the focus is. Derek's a great kid. He's had a good offseason. He's worked hard. So we'll see how it goes here in training camp.
Man, if Derek Stingley is the shutdown corner that we anticipate that he is, and honestly that we've seen evidence that he can be, that to me is real. That to me is something that the national pundits aren't really talking about enough, because the thing that you will hear them talk about is C.J. Stroud, is Will Anderson, the rookies from last year that are going into their second year now, and then all of the additions that they've made. But to me, the way I look at it, Lopez, is if you get Derek Stingley's first close to full healthy year that he's had since he was a freshman at LSU in 2019. Yeah. If you get the first of that, that completely changes the dynamic and is a huge, huge, huge storyline for the Texans this year.
Well, if you miss Will Anderson, you're going to hear him at 12:40. But let me just say this. He sat right there in front of us and said, I don't think there's another cornerback in the NFL that's better than him.
Yeah,
I'm paraphrasing,
that he would take over. Understandable. That's his teammate, but it makes sense.
He is that good.
It passes the smell test,
and it's just health. I mean, it's just a matter of what the health is gonna be like for Derek Stingley. But I almost acknowledge or just sort of concede he's gonna be that good. I'm with Will Anderson and a lot of people on that. He is that good. Stay healthy.
Yeah, I've been on that ever since they picked him. I was Derek Stingley over Sauce when they picked him. It was looking a little rough there when Sauce is making all pros and Derek Stingley's playing however many games.
Don't disparage Sauce's name though. Pretty damn good.
Oh yeah. No. For me, it's more so about Derek Stingley and less about Sauce.
Yes.
It's about, hey, you had the number 3 overall pick, and this was the right move, 100%. So I'm excited about that. I think if Derek Stingley can just, man, if he could play 14 games, 15 games.
I'll take that.
You know what I mean?
I'll take that.
I will 100%
be ready
take
for
that.
The postseason.
He is John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott here from Texans Training Camp. Coming up next, we play the hits on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.